When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You can support the show on Patreon at patreon.com/station2station. Patrons get access to episode previews, annotated scripts, and behind-the-scenes content. That's patreon.com/station2station. We also now have a merch store. If you'd like to wear your support for Station to Station or any of the other Procyon podcast shows, check out the link to our TeePublic store in our show notes.
This is Station to Station. Episode 12. Indemnification.
Hi, you've reached the voicemail of Dr. Miranda Chen. I can't come to the phone right now. Please leave a message.
When are you coming home? You know that Lily is getting married next month. She's grown so pretty. She's doing really well at her new job too, and she's getting promoted. They just bought a house in...
End of message. To delete this message, press 7. Message deleted. You have one unheard message.
Okay, right. Lab notes. May 16th, starting work again on new samples of Rosmarinus officinalis. Malik has reimbursed all costs of travel and were willing to pay reparation for damages and compensation for work lost on board the boat due to company oversight. God! Reparation for damages! Compensation for work lost? They really think they can just pay a fee and get away with it. As if it's just a parking ticket or... Anyway, sample variable 1 has the disease Xylella fastidiosa, which are known to spread quickly through a plant if unchecked. Experiment plan is to examine if 720A can in any way halt the process by putting it into the chamber of a Jude engine. I think that this might be what Malik was doing, on a larger scale with Lazarus. Of course, all previous attempts have been inconclusive, but maybe if I cross-reference to the Hague and Wright paper... Wait, maybe we haven't archived. John, can you check if... Of course you can't. What am I doing?
Hey, okay, so listen to this. From around 88 to mid-89, like 5 years after Malik was founded, Montague shows up with Malik in the local paper around the West Sussex area for a bit. She left their employment by then. An article mentions that she was supposedly working independently in West London. but she pops up here and there, hosting a dinner, doing some school outreach stuff. And then 90s, poof, nothing. Off the radar. Nothing but bits and pieces. You know, it's weird. Why do you think she stays in the UK if she's cut ties with Malik's? By the 90s, she could have moved freely in the EU, and Berlin and Stockholm were exploding with new possibilities. She's American-born but never goes home. If she hasn't cut ties with Malik's, what is she doing?
Hey, Nelly. It's me. I've been talking to someone from the Land Registry Office. They had records from the 90s, and a few properties rented from the county had Montague's name on it. And I think I got a vague sense of how she works now. After the 90s, she just jumped from one lab to the next, usually within a few months, always renting public housing. All her workspaces were private R&D labs, all corporate-sponsored, but rented out by the county. All small and mid-sized enterprises who want to do a bit of experimental research on the side. And I think, you know, I'm starting to think she discovered 720A long before she said she did in the paper from 2002. And, oh God, all these lab facilities, I've looked through them and they've all either bankrupted or been torn down. The owners are gone too, just erased from history, sort of. Anyway, I'm sending you their names. They're all in the same area, about a few miles between each town. Maybe you could check them out? God, it's like she carries death with her wherever she goes. Oh God, no, that's melodramatic. Sorry, I'm not running on a lot of sleep right now. Yes, can I help you?
We just came home. Lily's parents are so proud. She found her husband so early, never worried her parents about marriage. When she's your age, she'll be heading towards director position. You really should learn from her.
Message deleted.
It's not like...
I know, but what if I'm looking at it the wrong way? What if I'm approaching it like he's a victim when I should be looking at him as a person of suspect?
Person of interest.
Yeah, that. I can't keep moping around feeling sorry for myself, and the reason I keep getting stuck here is because I can't look at it from another angle. But he worked for Malik's. He was part of Project Lazarus. If this were a proper investigation, you'd be combing his financials right about now, right?
Oh, Doc, you gotta stop this. You gotta stop doing this to yourself.
Reva, just humor me on this one.
It's not a proper investigation. All you're doing is researching yourself into an early grave, and you know...
No, that's not true. This is the only thing that's keeping me sane.
Look, if it makes you feel any better, go through his possessions. Look through his workbench in your office. Is there still stuff there?
Yeah. Our joint research... We worked on it together, so it belongs to both of us. That's probably why they're still here.
What about his stuff on his desk? Anything on there? Pens, postcards, toys?
His stuff was taken into storage while I was gone. I don't know why. I don't know where they are.
Right. What about his apartment? If this were an investigation, I would check there. Would his furniture be in storage?
You know, that's a good plan. What would I be looking for?
Oh, I can't answer that for you. Look for anything, that seems out of place.
That's all I have, I'm sorry. It's what I would do if I thought I had anything close to a case. So this is the best answer you'll get.
There was another thing.
Doc? You still there?
Sorry, I'm here. It's just... there's a woman. She's outside my office window, and... she was here yesterday as well, and the day before. She's just hovering around, I think.
Has she seen you?
I don't know. I don't know what she wants. She's just sort of milling about in the car park.
Okay, don't hang up. I'm gonna tell you how to shake a tail, and once you've memorized it, dump your phone and go straight home. Then pack
a duffel bag with extra cash. Just wait. I don't think she's dangerous. She looks like... oh. Oh, God. I think I know who she is.
Hey, sis. So, I found this article in The Guardian about a research cruise to the Arctic getting engine failure. But it didn't get much coverage. That wasn't yours, was it? I figured you'd have called by now if it was. Mom has no idea. I haven't told her. She'd go spare if she knew. But, like, are you all right? Are you home? Send me a message or something to let me know you're alive, yeah? I won't tell. Promise.
Everything before early 2000s is murky. Just random places where Montague pops up from time to time, then long disappearances in between. 1979, first research trip into the Bering Sea. Research crews of 6 scientists, 10 crew, departing from Portsmouth, UK, funded by the university, led by someone named Abraham Roquefort. No further information or name list. Only source is a newspaper clipping. No follow-up papers either, which is weird. 1980-87. Montague works in the UK for a bit, joins Malick's R&D when it's founded, 82. 1988 to early 90s, steady employment, not much to see. Leaves Malick sometime in the mid-80s, I would guess. Does some school outreach, like Nelly said. Then, 90s onwards, almost nothing. Barely a trail for years. 1993, she shows up in Tel Aviv, works for 6 months in R&D, for something to do with a pharma company. Some minor published articles, no other records. 1994 to 2000, nada. Again, one court document shows she's in the Midlands area. Small towns, small R&D labs, nothing on the source of funding. That's the last trace until 2002, where Montague publishes a research paper on 720A, where she introduces... oh God, she's back again. Oh, this is bad.
Work, work, work. It's all you think about. Lily's finally found a man, and what do you have? You need to hurry. No man wants a woman.
Message deleted.
Hey, Marcus, it's me. Yeah, that was my ship. It was the cruise I was on. A lot of stuff happened. Can't really talk about it. I've been home for a couple of weeks, actually, but I just... you know, I don't want to talk to Mum and Dad right now. Call me when you go back to school, yeah? We'll talk then.
Hey, do you want to come in?
Oh gosh, I didn't notice you there. It's fine. I think the rain will let up soon.
No, it's going to be like this all day, I'm afraid. You can come into the building, if you like. We have a pantry and a cafeteria on the first floor. Look, you've been hanging around here for a couple of days, so if you're waiting for someone...
No, it's okay. I actually have to go now, but thank you.
I'm sorry, Riva. This is late, and I shouldn't be telling you this, but I don't know who else to talk to. I went to John's flat to just like you said, to look through his stuff to see if there might be something out of place, and I couldn't walk through the door. I couldn't walk through the door. Not like there was something physically stopping me, or like I was being warped back to the staircase or anything like that. But like I couldn't control what my body was doing. I just wanted an answer. Or some kind of confirmation, or just something. But I couldn't go through his door. I stopped in front of the flat for 15 minutes and then left because I couldn't face whatever was on the other side. I didn't want the confirmation that the rest of the world was the same as I left it. And I couldn't face the possibility that it wasn't. I thought I wanted closure, but that's not it. God, is this what ghosts feel like? Just desperately longing for a world that's left them behind.
Why she burnt her bridges after 1990. You know all the labs that Malik's owned? You know, the ones you said bankrupted or shut down? Lab accidents across the country, all buried. First one happened in 1990, lots of casualties. Only the locals remember, but the papers barely reported it. This isn't a coincidence anymore. I think... What if they were early runs of Lazarus?
I'll cross-check. Nellie, I need you to check something. There was a wrongful death class action lawsuit filed against Malik's around that time. It was her first attempt to bring this whole thing to light. She's been in this fight for a long time. I don't know what...
Miranda? What's going on?
I'll call you back in a bit. You're from yesterday. Is that...
Yes, I think I'd like to talk to you. I know this seems crazy, but I have a few questions, and I think you might be able to answer them.
I think you have the wrong person.
No, I... Doctor, I don't mean you any harm. I promise. I've just been... very confused lately.
Do you want to come in?
I don't really know how I got here. No, I do know how I got here. I just... I followed you. No. God, no. That sounds awful. I feel like I know you from somewhere. God, I'm sorry. I know this is weird. It's like I was brought here by some kind of supernatural force or some kind of divine command. And I know how that sounds.
No, it's... But... It's okay. Would you like a cup of tea?
That's very nice of you.
So, you said you know me. Did we meet at a conference, maybe? I meet a lot of people that I end up sort of forgetting to get back to. But...
No, I feel like I know you. There's a memory of you in my head, and I don't know how it got there. Because I've never seen you before in my life. Look, I know what you must be thinking. You've just invited a crazy woman into your office, but I was just passing you by the coffee shop, and I saw you, and I just knew you had the answers to something. So I followed you here, but I don't know what I'm trying to find out about.
Right. I think you may have mistaken me for someone else. I'm... Really sorry I can't help you, Miss... Miss...
Costello. And please, call me Annabelle. Annabelle Costello. Miss Costello makes me sound like one half of a double act, and...
Well, it's nice to meet you, Annabelle...
Can you tell me a bit about yourself?
There's not much to say. I'm a researcher in biochem. Most interesting thing I do is look down microscopes. The most exciting thing in my life is seeing if there's any action in the test tube.
Right. Right. See, that's what my brother always said. He went on about his work all the time. Something about... I...
Did he work in London? Or...
No, I don't know why I just said that. I must have meant my cousin, Jason. He works in a fancy lab back home. We're not that close. I'm sorry, my brain's been so foggy recently, I...
Listen, do you want a ride home? It's getting a bit late, and I wouldn't want to abandon you here. I'll call a cab, and then we can share it to Charing Cross. I'm heading towards Islington, and I'll take the tube from there.
That would be nice.
Hey, Nellie, this is Miranda. I found something in the local library. Research paper from 1980. Has Montague's name and department on it. It's her early stuff, pre-Malix. She was a postdoc at the time, and it was published in a marine science journal about a trip to the Bering Sea. Tracking organisms, fish life cycles, you know, that kind of stuff. She wrote it with someone called Roquefort, but you should see who her supervisor was. It was Marcus Beeley. This is 2 years before Malix was even founded. This goes way, way back. Nellie, I don't know if we want to keep digging or not. Okay. Hypothesis time. I have to go in there sooner or later, some way or another. There are four
possible outcomes I could find on the other side, and each has solid implications to understanding how Lazarus affects its victims. Possibility one, the flat is still the way he left it. Then that means... I don't know what that means. No, focus. It could mean that there is a certain area of influence, maybe, or that it's slower on material objects that have a longer fixed space. Furniture lasts longer because it's not written down. It could also mean that it hasn't happened yet. Maybe each object will disappear slowly one by one. Maybe they will disappear once taken out of the flat. Now, possibility two, it's nothing but bare walls, like the tape recorder, his notes, and everything else, it's been erased. Possibility three, someone else is living there now. That's probably B&D and definitely the worst possible outcome. Actually, no. That's possibility four. Someone else has always lived there. Yeah, this is the worst possible outcome, but that means, well... That means that whatever it was that Malix is fiddling with, it's more powerful than any of us has ever thought. It's not just erasing people from time, it's capable of filling in those gaps. Literally warping the timeline. It's the same. Oh God, that smell. Oh, that is vile. Oh, and all the plants are dead. Oh God, I'm so sorry. Nothing here that I would call out of place. Oh, shit! What the? Again? Another tape?
Thank you for coming.
No, I want to start with thanking you for how you've helped the community and the local schools, boosting science education and...
I wanted to get something out of the way first, before we go on. Can we do that?
Oh, of course. It's an honor to be here. I've always been interested in your research.
I don't want you to have delusions going into this. This is going to be more of a confession than an interview, I'm afraid. I want you to know about the full extent of what I did.
What? What did you do?
I created something evil.
You created... I don't follow. Your involvement in science community outreach is well documented, connecting people with...
That I was involved with something unforgivable. Something that goes against nature, against time itself. Something that... But what's done is done. I'll start at the top. You ever been to the North Pacific? It's beautiful. Bluest blue for miles. We found something there. Something we should have left alone.
Station to Station is a production of Procyon Podcast Network. This episode was written by Alex Yoon and directed by Alex Yoon and Andrea Clausen. Music by Samantha Jean Rivers. sound engineering by Aaron Bauman and Alex Yoon, featuring the voice of Emily Wong as Miranda Chen, Nadine El Amami as Janelle Cochrane, Christina Pitter as Reva Luther, Randell Solomon as Adelaide Montague, Natalie Van Sistine as Annabelle Costello, also featuring the voice of Joe Chang, Celine Wen, and David Tao.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.